Miners Union has already accepted the TUC proposal to make the strike more effective. But the Electricians Union says it will vote against the plan.
Outside the conference center, several hundred people, including many from North Staffordshire, have gathered for a demonstration in support of the miners' strike. Throughout elsewhere in the country, there is widespread picketing this morning, but it does appear to be lighter at individual pits. And a North Staffordshire delegate to the TUC conference says he hopes the miners' strike won't jeopardise full debates on other major issues. Derek Bamford, the area organiser of the Public Service Union NUPI, says the controversy over GCHQ and problems in the health service and local government are also serious matters which shouldn't be overshadowed by the six-month dispute in the coal industry. The latest CBI survey of industrial trends has forecast that the economic recovery will continue, but the CBI's president, Sir James Clemenson, has said the dock strike could have a disastrous effect, putting at risk thousands of jobs in other industries. A burglary at a Congleton factory in the early hours of this morning led to a high-speed car chase through the town. The chase followed three men who left Carstitch Engineering on the Eaton Bank trading estate in one of the company's vans. After police spotted the van, they gave chase, and eventually the van driver lost control and it crashed at Root Hill. No one was injured, although the vehicle was thought to be a write-off. Police arrested one of the men at the scene, but two others ran off. A report out today claims that more than 90% of secondary schools in Staffordshire still use corporal punishment on children. The survey, compiled by the Society of Teachers Opposed to Physical Punishment, accuses Britain's head teachers of being the dinosaurs of Europe. However, it singles out Cheshire as one education authority which insists parents are given choice over whether their children should receive corporal punishment. And teachers of being the dinosaurs of Europe. However, it singles out Cheshire as one education authority which insists parents are given choice over whether their children should receive